Okay, I think we have close. Okay. I'd say I hope everybody had a good week and did some chazara and some preparation as well. I'm going to dispense with reading the list today since we're a little behind. I can't be in tomorrow, but Thursday we're going to have a little earlier share, 10:30. We might have a few earlier ones just to catch up a little bit. So let's go for 10:30 on Thursday. And everybody should be well prepared with Shin and Kona, which I hope we'll be able to start already today. But if we can't begin seriously today, at least on Thursday, we should be able to complete a chunk of it. Anybody know when is the Bechina scheduled for? A week from this Thursday? 2 weeks from Thursday? Really? That doesn't make sense. What day of the week is it? What day of the month is it? We started in August. So they're finishing everything? They're making everything a week early? Wow. So when is it? Oh, wow. They put out such fancy schedules. Wow. Wow. Okay, that's very bad. Very, very bad. In 2 weeks from this Thursday. Okay, that I thought it was a month. I thought it was like the 28th or something, which is what it usually is, right?
Yeah.
Like the 27th, 26th, 28th, 28th.
Honestly, at this point,
2 weeks early. Do we still need a week before, or since we?
Yes.
So all right, we'll have to think what to do because I want to. We want to finish some things. Okay. Okay, let's get on for today, and I'll try to figure that out. Seems to me like they stole a week or two somehow, but okay, we'll have to find out what happened. Okay, as I recall, you'll tell me if I'm wrong, but I think the last thing that we were, the last year that we had, we tried to do Tavra V'Shasya, and in Tavra V'Shasya, we, I think, explored a range of views. Whether it's mazik, whether it's gezel, if it is gezel, whether it's independent gzela or a continuation gzela, if it's an independent gzela, I'm sorry, if it's a continuation, even if it's an independent gzela, and the focus is on neutralizing the chiyuv hashava, even then, should we project this idea not only in Tavra V'Shasya, the classic cases, but also in Nechira or Shinui Kona, or is there an additional requirement of a kind of Maisa Gzela, something that's a little bit more dramatic? If we're talking about a continuation Gzela, how exactly does phase one and phase two, how do they exactly fit into each other? That would be an open question. And can we go so far with the phase one and phase two with the continuation Gzela as to even say that it's a continuation Gneva and has characteristics of Gneva? Only if it would be a continuation could we say such a possibility. And even then one might have said continuation, gzela, fine. Because at least the basic ingredients of gzela might still be with us. But continuation, gneva, sounds like a tarta desasri. For all gneva is so focused on the maisa, hotzam, rishus abaylim, geographically, and the initial maisa, gorev ben aganav, and so on. But as we noted, even then, it's possible that we have such a thing. And then especially we were pursuing the impact once you have this idea of continuation. So what about the impact of Pturim on phase one on obviating or preventing, precluding phase two? In particular, the problem of Kamle Bidrava Mine, which we pointed out was a dual question, both a question of the relationship between phase one and phase two indeed. How much does phase two need to draw from phase one? But also question, to what extent does Kamle Bidrava Mine affect phase one? If it's the extreme, the one extreme, that basically it's a chiyuv gamor l'kol advarim, there may be even a chiyuv l'atzei sidei shamayim, and maybe that isn't just a, kind of a tzidkus, thing to do. Maybe it's really the real chiyuv. The only thing is, the Bezin is not going to implement. So then, Kelm Libramine in phase one doesn't do very much. On the other hand, the other extreme is, Kelm Libramine, if you take the eclipsing view, is so powerful that there's not even viewed as a Maisa Gzela or Maisa Gneva. In which case, even if you only need a little from phase one, even that has been completely destroyed. In between that, maybe there's a Maisa Gzela, but there aren't Kinyan Gzela. That would also definitely downplay the effectiveness of phase one, but it wouldn't eliminate it completely. At least the framework of Gneva and Gzela is still there, maybe even a little bit more. Or maybe to draw the line at, there are not only a Maisa Gzela, but there are even Kinyane Gzela. The only thing there are not are Chiyuve Gzela. And then it would depend, again, what you need from phase one, Chiyuvim or Kinyanim. So that was what we discussed, and we also integrated with that the view of the Ravid in the Kosev Sham, who is Mechalik between two types of Kamalei B'drava Mines. Right, the Kamalei B'drava Mines, which is Iser Olam, and the one that's Iser Shah, based on the Hava Min of the Gemara in Ksuvas Naflam and Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara thought maybe to make that distinction, but the Gemara rejected it. So the Ravid rehabilitated it with regard to this problem of not Ptur, but the impact of Ptur on phase one on something of phase two. And that's his distinction between the Shabbos case and the Baba Machteras case. And we also discussed this problem regarding Gonev Minaganov, the problem of Rabbi Kiveger. Will you say Gonev Minaganov if phase one is become Lebrava Mine? And again, the same kind of an issue. Number one, what is the nature of the halacha of Gonev Minaganov? Number two, how much impact does Kam Lebrabine in phase one have? And in light of the Ravid, could again you be Mechalek between different types of Kam Lebrabine? That's where we were. So one of the main things we were trying to explain towards the very, very, very end was Shitas HaRama. In other words, part of what got us to this whole issue was the debate between Rashi Tosis on the one hand and the Ramban on the other, in the Sugin Sanhedrin Dapayin Beis. Namely, what will happen if you have a situation of Baba Machteres or Kam Lebrabine Mine, and you steal the object, but you don't destroy the object at that point in time. The object gets destroyed, or you destroy it, rather, at a later point, after the cloud of the Kam Lei B'drava Mine no longer exists. What will happen then? So as we know, that's a big machlokas of Rishonim. Rashi, Tosis, Balamar, they all say it doesn't matter. Even Rav will agree with Rav, as long as the Chafetz is not now Be'en, even though it was destroyed at a later point, it doesn't make a difference. You're still Potter. And the Ramban says that that's wrong. That can't be. If it was destroyed during the Kam Lei B'drava Mine, fine and good. But otherwise, it should invoke the rule of Tavra V'Shasya. So we're trying to explain, indeed, so why don't you invoke the rule of Tavra V'Shasya, according to Rashi, Tosis, and the Balamor? So according to the Balamor, that the whole thing is Rabbanan and really holds like Rav, no problem. Except that the language of the Balamor itself is a problem, as we indicated, and I don't have a solution to that. Yeah. On the other hand, Rashi and Tosis probably don't hold that way, so what do we do? So that's where the Rama came into play. The Rama says, oh, the reason is because there's a difference between Yukra Vizula and Kam Lei B'drava Mine. You say Tavra Shasya in Yukra Vizula because it's a question there of two shows chiyuv, both of which are viable. The only question is, if you have two shows chiyuv, that should be the general rule. If you have two shows chiyuv of the same thing, you always go for the Chumra Shebeinahem. On the other hand, in the case of Kam Lei B'drava Mine, it's not two sha'os chiyuv, and the question is simply a quantitative question, how much. It's a shas p'tur and a shas chiyuv. So it's quite possible the shas p'tur plagues stage two if stage two draws from stage one. That's what the Rama is telling us. So what we were left with then is the following question. So that explains why, even though Tavra V'Shasya is normally mechayiv, here, since its roots are in a Zman Ptur of Gzela, so that Ptur is going to extend, or it's not really going to extend. The point is, to the extent that you need some element of the root, and the root is Biptur, so you're not going to have a Chiyuv on stage two either. Okay. So then we just raised a simple question. That was the last thing that we did. And that was, so good, fine, all of that is wonderful, but we just had spent about 2 hours, as I recall, discussing whether or not of Tavra V'Shasya is Mazik or it's Gzela. And we started the whole topic, by noting that the Tzura, all things being equal, what looks like what's happening there is Mazik. The only issue, what makes this a question, is the framework of Gzela. Since it's done in the framework of Gzela, so maybe we don't treat it as regular mazik, we treat it as Gzela. So to say that L'chumra, if you're talking about Kefel, or other such chiyuvim, fine and good. But to say it L'kula, and particularly in a case where there's even some question whether that framework isn't the reason for the kula, because the framework may be gone, so why not just go back to the old tzura, which is mazik? But even if Tav v'shasya generally is even geneva, let's take its most ambitious form, because of the framework, right? But isn't it also mazik? And especially if you can't be mechayev in b'torah's geneva, why not be mechayev in b'torah? He still did take a hammer and destroy the object, or he drank it. So at minimum, let him be mazik. There's no kamal ibdrabmine now. Good. So the kamal ibdrabmine affected the root of gzela or geneva. So good. So let him be chayev b'torah's mazik. But that's not the halacha, according to Rashi and Tosas Udi Imam. The halacha really is that he's pater legamri. So why? So I think that the answer is as follows. It goes back to what happened with the Kamle B'drabimine. So if the Kamle B'drabimine left the Kinyanim intact, so even if it didn't leave the Chiyuv Tashlumin intact, and you need to be able to draw on the Gzela for the Tashlumin in order to Mechayev in B'Torah's Gzela, but the fact is that there still was a Maisa Gzela, despite the Kamle B'drabimine, and there were even Kinyanim Gzela. So then we might say, well, you can't be b'chayivim for mazik, because in this case, it isn't just, you know, you take the more chomer of the two chiyuvim. In this case, the gzela also creates a very powerful p'tur of mazik, because he's a partial bailim. So if he's a partial bailim, and he's mazik, the chayfetz, he's not going to pay. He's a junior bailim, not a senior bailim, or not even an equal bailim. Again, that's something that we spoke about. Right, I tried to prove that in certain issues, at least, and maybe there's a debate which issues, being a junior bailim, even when you're competing with the more senior bailim, is enough. Being a part owner is enough to give you certain rights. And maybe the right of mazik is one of them. So if we conclude that kamle b'drabamine doesn't interfere with the kinyane gzela, then that will be a good answer to this question, I think. But it's important to raise the question. But what if we say that even the kinyanim are affected by the kamlei b'drabamine? Could we still argue that Rashi and Tosas are correct, that there's no mazik? It becomes much more difficult. But I think it's still possible, and that's what I was alluding to at the end, and that's what I want to speak about a little bit more right now. And that is, as long as there was, at minimum, a framework of gzela intact, as long as there's still a maisa gzela, I think it's still possible that he will be pater b'toras mazik, even if either there are no kinyanei gzela, or even if the kinyanei gzela are not enough to make him pater, based on the explanation that I just gave about being a junior partner. Maybe junior, senior partner, maybe all that, to be, mean whoever's in stronger position. The other fellow is a mazik, vis-a-vis him. So what's this other explanation? So I think it's based on the idea of the relationship generally between Gzela and Mazik. Again, we started the year by noting differences between Gzela and Mazik. Right? We started off noting that Halacha gives greater weight to Mazik than other legal systems do. And there's a Kiyume, Nezikin, and all of those issues. Maybe Isurim. And nonetheless, whatever you say about Mazik, it seems like Nevo Gzela much more so. And we saw this. So many Isurim in the Torah, and here they're explicit. Hilchas Tshuva, especially for the Rambam, if not for Rabbeinu Yona, and so on and so forth. But, in the end of the day, we also saw that there are still connections between Gzela and Mazik. Even as our discrepancies, there remain significant linkage. The fact that Meruba and Gozel Umachil and Gozel Eitzim are in Bava Kama is something. You might have said, well, still the best place for them to be, better than Bava Metzia or Bava Basra, and you might be right. But at least Rabbi Yonas and Akoin Milunil and the Meiri say that the reason that they're here is because they're Mazikin. At least they're on the list of Rabbi Chia and Abdallah Rabbi Beis of Mazikin. Now again, once you get to the expanded list of 24, right, you have to ask yourself a methodological question, and that is, you know, once you begin expanding, so how significant is being on the list? Because if you have like a very, you know, rigorous list, and you know, you're in the club, so that's significant. If you have a very diluted list and you're in the club, you know, it's not necessarily anything to be particularly excited about. So the inclusion on Reb Chiya's list is an interesting issue. What might clinch it, though, is if Reb Chiya's list is ever quoted, is ever invoked to prove anything halachic. And it is. Where is it? Anybody know?
Gemara does talk about Meitav.
Meitav, number one. What else?
Rishonim discussing Ein Shamin.
And Rishonim discussing Ein Shamin, exactly. When the Rishonim discussed Rashi, Shita, and they understand that Subin doesn't work, according to Rashi, because of Ein Shamin Lagana for Lagazlan. So what do they say?
Right.
So Tosef Bamitzia and the Hagos Mamunios quotes it even more sharply. They say, well, after all, it's on the list of Reb Chiya. If it's on the list of Reb Chiya, doesn't that prove that it's a real mazik, and the dinim of mazik are, there's a gzeres hakasuv, which is marbe, shava kesef in tashlumei nezek. The same thing may be true with regard to Meitav, although it's not 100% clear, but the Rambam certainly seems to say so. The Rambam, in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, adds the words, actually, kishara mazikin. And the Rambam says, "Gonav v'machar." No. Second. Where's Langer's in the Rambam? Somewhere here in Perry Base. Well, the Rambam speaks about Meita. The Rambam says, "Kishara mazikin." It's one of these halachas here. One of these halachas. I don't want to take time at the moment, but we'll track it down later. Kishara, by adding the words kishara mazikin, it sounds like the Rambam is invoking the list, which he is. The Shach, I should add, in Simin Shin Mem Ches, doesn't argue with the Rambam about Meitav, but he does seem a little bit more tentative about the whole thing. He's not so sure why it has to be so that there is Meitav for example. In any case, by being a member of the club, if that's ever significant, halachically, in the case of Rav Chiya's club, that is, it's better to be a member of Rav Moshe's club than Rav Chiya's club, in this case, not saying in general. But that shows that the concept of Gezela is somewhat significant. What's particularly fascinating is that we find the relationship between Gezela and Mazik to go in both directions. On the one end, we find indications that Gezela is included with Mazik, some which I already mentioned and some which we'll expand upon in a moment. Gezela is a form of Mazik. We also find that Mazik is connected to Gezela, that we find in several contexts. Number one, Rabbeinu Yonah in Avos, commenting on the beginning of Avos. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, and it's very good that he did too, because otherwise we really would not know some of the special things that we know, including that there's an Isser of Nezek. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai Masar LeYoshua, Bein Torah Shebasah, Bein Torah Shebal Peh, Shehatorah Befeirusha Nitna, Shem lo kein, he efshal meidabe, sharei kosev lo sigzo, v'chol nezikin bechlal oso halav, v'hein hein ha-Torah, shahaya kabbalas, Moshe, b'sinai, av b'shalo nechtevu. Now again, I don't know how Rabbeinu Yonah knew that. It certainly was his Kabbalah. Doesn't say that in any Gemara that I know of. But Rabbeinu Yonah is answering the question that bothered especially a lot of the Achronim, and that is, well, is there an Isser Mazik? Rambam seems to say a couple places that there is, in Perikei Hilchos Chovel. Is there an Isser Mazik, as opposed to just being a Dinan Chiyuv or Tashlume Mazik? And if so, what's the Makar? How do you know it? Rabbeinu Yonah's answer is a Mesorah. one of the good things that Moshe gave us in Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai. And that Masorah teaches us that Nezek is Bechal Gzela. Wow. That's exactly the opposite of what we've seen till now. There are, possibly that's what the Torah has in mind as well.
Say I brought the wrong one.
Anybody have a Torah here? Shin Ayin Ches? Anybody have access to it? It's one line of the Torah. That's a very important line. Kishem, the Torah in Simon Shin Ayin Ches says, that's the section about Mazik. It says, Kishem, she'os... You have it? You just did that with such definitive... Right? It could be I'm also very sensitive. I'm coming back from Eretz Yisrael, and everybody there is so quiet and demurring. And, you know, come back here. Simon Shin Ayin Ches. So the tour starts. No one has the.
I have it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go read.
Josh, go ahead. You read. Bo Yosef B'Shlucha. Go ahead. Yeah. So what's the Kishem and the Kach? So if you look at the Bach, you know the Bach, or the Prisha?
No. I think that's in the newer version.
Oh yeah. Okay. So the Bach and the Prisha. Both try to downplay the Kishem. And they say what it means is, one might have thought that in Mazik, exactly what we were saying before, one might have thought that in Mazik, basically, it's quid pro quo. It's Tashlumin. If you damage, you pay. But if you're willing to pay, again, we're not going to encourage you to damage. It's the act of an uncivilized, uncouth individual, for sure, if not worse. But there are no Isurim. That's what the Prisha says. That's what the Bach says. Kabash Malan, Kishem, She'asur, Ligzov, Lignov, Kach, Asur, Lahazik. It's Asur. You're not allowed to do it. That's how both the Bach and the... Actually, it's very fascinating. The Bach, of all things, quotes the Gemara, which we're going to get to in a second, in Bava Kama, Daf Samach Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, what about... stealing the Adashim of the Israel because you're going to replace them later with the Adashim of the Plishtim. So the Gemara says, Chovel Rasha V'lo Yishalem. Geza V'lo Yishalem. So the Bach says, which proves that when it comes to Geneva and Gezela, even if you're willing to pay, you're still not allowed to do it. It's Asur. So too, when it comes to Mazik, it's Asur. The reason that's so interesting, because the Bach himself in Simon Lama Dalet, which I do have in front of me, we'll get to in a second, tells us what Elichai, the name of Rabbeinu Yakir, quotes the Mordechai, the name of Rabbeinu Yakir. And see it? That, Michael?
Mazik is a psul
later. That learns that, we'll get to that as well, but based on partially.
On that Gemara.
The Rabbeinu Yakir read that Gemara is talking, not the Pashtus is what it's talking about, which is Gezel, but it's actually talking about Mazik. That's a chiddush, big chiddush. So it's just interesting that the Bach quotes that Gemara as part of his attempt to dilute and downplay a little bit. For him, it's a parallel. It's not the real thing. But it should be noted that the tour, in my opinion at least, was very influenced by Rabbeinu Yonah. I really should... This is somebody who wrote a PhD on the tour. I should really ask him if this is true. But at least I've noticed it many times. The tour was very influenced by Rabbeinu Yonah. The Akdama of the Torah Dechal Shemishpat is a quotation of the famous words of Rabbeinu Yonah in Avos. Particularly was influenced by Rabbeinu Yonah in Avos, I should say. And I think that it's not a coincidence that that the formulation of Iser Lahazik Kishem, in light of Rabbeinu Yonah's comments in Avos, I think it's not a coincidence at all. Kishem Kach doesn't just mean, probably, just as there is an Iser, and you're not allowed to just be interested and willing to pay, quid pro quo. I think it means more than that. It probably means the, like Rabbeinu Yonah said, there's an Iser Gzela, the Kol Mazik, which would be a big Kiddush. I say, if that's the case, then one could go further, and that's, I think, what the Bach's Rabbeinu Yakir did. You have this Gemara in Bava Kama, Samach Amud Beis. You have it there, Ephraim? It's a Gemara that you've wanted to read for a long time. Right? When we did Amar Aslameka. I said that you'd have your opportunity. So, here it is.
You mean the whole Agadah?
What?
The whole Agadah?
you want to read the Holocaust? Okay, so do it very, very quickly. If that's, if you interpreted what I said then, that that was included in my commitment, so then you can read the whole Holocaust.
ויסעב את דוד ויומר מי אשכיני מים מבור ביס לחם אשר בשער ויבקו שלוש עשה גיבורים במחנה פלישתים וישבו מים מבור ביס לחם אשר בשער. So Michael Mibarley, it's a halachic shayla that he was asking and they gave him back the Mayim Torah to answer.
Right. It's a beautiful divrei gada, it really is. Go ahead. Amar Rav, Amar Nachman.
Amar Rav, Amar Nachman, Tamun ba'ish kami barile, ikra b'yehuda ikra abanon. Upastulei, mai de pastulei. Rafun Amar, Gedishim de Seorim de Yisrael havu, de havu mitmeri polishtim behu. The kami barile, mahu the hatzil atzmo b'mamon chaveiro. Shalchulei, asur the hatzil atzmo b'mamon chaveiro.
This, by the way, is a very big controversy on this point, whether or not, you know, pikuach nefesh for matzo mamon chavero. This is a huge discussion in the Rishonim here. Okay, go ahead.
Rabbanan b'itim a rabba bar mari amru gedishim de seorin de Yisrael havu u gedishim de adashim de plishtim v'kami bai luhu mahu lito gedishim shal seorin de Yisrael.
So the Pashtus is that this Gemara is about Gezela. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. And that is reinforced by the next line of the Gemara. Go ahead, Sholcholei.
Sholcholei, Chavo Yashiv Rasha, Gezela Yishalim. Apapisha Gezela Mishalim, Rasha Hu.
So the simple reading of the Gemara is that this is a case of Gezela, and that the response, the quotation of the Pasuk in Yechezkel, is a proper response because we're talking about Gzela, and then it belongs to the Amanas Lameka type sugyas, here being Gzela rather than Gneva. We have to be coordinated with the sugya in Bava Basra, Daf Tesvav, with the story there with Eov, and of course the Gemara in Samech Aleph, and everything else. Okay. Avata Melech Ata, so let's finish up.
Avata Melech Ata, Melech Puritz Lazarus, Loderech, Ve'im Ruchim Biyado.
Okay. So basically, this is the simple reading of the Gemara. However, the Bach quotes another version of the Mordechai in the name of Rabbeinu Yakir. Where is this? Simen Lamed Dalet. Do you have it in front of you? Okay. Simen Lamed Dalet, Os Yud Beis, I think. One second. In the Bach? Yeah. For Isid of Mordechai Ha'orach B'Shem Rav Rabbeinu Yakir, the Hamazik L'Chavero B'Mezid, Alpha Bisha Daita B'Shah Shemazik L'Shalom Lo Ahi Nikra Rasha D'Chamas. Kedash Kam Sof Perak Akonis Maisa de David, Sherwatsa L'Hadlik Gedishim Shol Seorim Kedei L'Shalim Gedishim Shol Adashim. That's not our Gemara. I mean, it is our Gemara, but it's not the Gersa that we have. In our Gemara, is Litlan. Right, that's why our Gemara is not in the case of Gzela. Here it's L'Hadlik, which is Mazik. Karalei Chaval Rasha Gezela Yishalem Alma de Rasha Gamuhu the Roy Leposel Eidus Lishvua Vuadin Chov Bechaver Bemezid, etc. So this is not just consequential in the reading of the Gemara, which it itself is, because again, the Pasuk in Yechezkel speaks about a Gazlan, doesn't speak about a Mazik. And it's not obvious that just because a Ghana for a Gazlan with the intention of replacing might still be a Ghana for a Gazlan, it's not so obvious that Huadin Legabi Mazik. Because as we've discussed, maybe that's the whole point. Namely that Mazik is about money, and therefore the intent to replace at the outset, and especially if you make it clear at the outset, doesn't constitute hefset. Mash Einkein Gezela. We even said that might be the distinction between, and for the Rambam certainly, between Gneva and Gezela. Certainly Gneva and Gezela as opposed to Mazik. So it's not a Dover Pashit at all. And the quotation of the Pasuk in Yechezkel, which speaks specifically about Gazlan, is itself difficult if you're just projecting it without any kind of makar. But the Mordechai had the Ben Yakir at least had a different girsa. It was Lisarev instead of Litlan, which isn't Gzela but is Mazik. So then the Gemara's quotation of a Pasuk about Gzela integrates the two. But then it's one step further, because what the Bach is really saying in the name of Ben Yakir is that there's a whole other consequence here. Namely, if Mazik is Gzela, then it also is Rasha the Chamas and your Pasaliedus. And that's not obvious at all. In fact, that's a big machlokas haposkim. So the Yom Shel Shlomo speaks about this in Bava Kama, and the Ksos speaks about it, and Achronim after the Ksos speak about it in the Simon Lama Dalad, that many poskim would think it's simply wrong. That a Mazik is not Pasaliedus at all. Just like as we discussed in Hukos Tshuva, it's very possible that a mazik has to pay, but maybe there's no din of ritzli chaveiro after he pays, and so on and so forth. So here, it's not just the application of the term or even of the halacha from gezel to mazik; it's also the application of psula edos to mazik. That's a huge chiddush, which points in the direction of mazik being linked to gezel. However, this idea also works in the other direction. As we've already seen, discussing the Gemara Bava Kama, the list of Rav Chiya, the application to Meitav for the Rambam and those with him, the application to Subin, I mean Yashiv Larabos Shama Kesef, who are quoting it in the name of Rav Chiya. And it goes even further, I would add, for the Rambam. Because the Rambam, as I've noted other times, it's not so important for this year, as it would be if we were learning the beginning of Bava Kama, and it's even more important, I think, to know, and that is that the Rambam reorganized Bava Kama. Bava Kama, as we know it, the Mishnayos, go first six prakim, which are Nizkei Mamon and Adam Amazik. Then comes parak number 7, our parak, parak Meruba, which is Gneva. Then comes parak number 8, which is Hakovel. And then comes Perek 9 and 10, Prakim 9 and 10, which are in Yane Gezela. That in itself is very fascinating, that we interpolated Chavala in the middle of Gneva. Between Gneva, there's Gneva, Chavala, and then Gezela. That's very interesting. But at least all the Dinim Amazik are together. Namely, Nizkei Mamon and Adam Amazik are all dealt with in the first six Prakim. But the Rambam made an additional change. Moreover, methodologically, and I don't think this is just my opinion, I think this is true, methodologically, when the Rambam changes the order, it's even more significant than the Mishnayos. Because Mishnayos weren't necessarily written to be a code. And there, you know, Rebbe was the editor, let's say, but there were all sorts of contributors. Ein adomet, when you have a work of a single author, and the purpose of that work is to organize Kol HaTorah Kulo, which is exactly what the Rambam did, and magnificently at that. I mean, we encounter every day in the Rambam where he reorganizes within Prakim, within Halachos. That's what the Rambam does. I mean, that's why he's the Rambam. Okay. Anyways, so if the Rambam changes Mazik, Dine Mazik, or Bava Kama, reorganizes it, so we should pay particular attention. So somebody woke me up in the middle of the night, and I didn't know anything, told me this situation with Bava Kama, and said, by the way, the Rambam diverted a little bit from the Mishnayos, and he organized it a little bit differently. What do you think he did? Okay, so, I would have said, probably he got rid of that the sore thumb, which is Chavala as a hefsek between Gneva and Inyan Egzela. He probably put Dine Nezikin and one together. Then he put Gneva. Then he put Gzela. And then he put Chavala Mazik. And then Rotzeach. And partially we'd be right, because he did do that. I mean, he did integrate Gneva with Gzela, and follow that up with Chovel. Except that he did one other remarkable thing. Now that is, he took Adam HaMazik away from Nizkei Mamon, away from the beginning. He reformulated the beginning as Nizkei Mamon, so he has Nizkei Mamon, and then we would expect after Nizkei Mamon would come Adam HaMazik, but it doesn't. So what he really did was, he did Nizkei Mamon, Gneva, Gezela, and then Chovel Umazik, which includes, in other words, Chavala and Adam HaMazik, and he integrated Adam HaMazik with Chavala, and even that in an interesting way. It begins with Chavala, that's why, hence, Chovel HaMazik. And then, from there, he moves on to that most heinous of crimes, Retzach. Okay, so, the Rambam did this for a reason, obviously. But, so it's very, very important in what it tells us about Adam HaMazik being closer to Chovel than it is to Nizkei Mamon, which is a big issue in the beginning of Bava Kama. But in addition to that, I mean, the Rambam consciously maintained Gneva and Gezela right in the middle of it all, except that in a way it's even worse now. Because you know, all right, he didn't break up Geneva and Gezela, but in a way, he now put Geneva and Gezela after Nizkei Mamon, before even Adam HaMazik. But what that seems to tell us is that the Rambam was comfortable with the idea that Geneva and Gezela is connected or related very much to Mazik. Okay. So in light of that, we should look at some other things that Rav Chaim pointed out. So we already know the Rav Chaim in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, Avichas Gezela. Yeah.
Just one point. Is it so obvious that the entire Sefer would be called Mazikin?
Not really. I mean, that, I think, you know, is more, well, you know, this is Bava Kama. But you're saying, moreover, the Rambam could have broken it up in a different way. You didn't have to call it Mazikin. I think that's true. I'm like, that doesn't bother me as much.
Right, I don't know how much it'd be based on just the name of the Sefer, but
yeah.
It's interesting.
I mean, again, the Rambam can call anything, you know, I mean, he didn't have one Sefer for Bava Metzia. You know, he broke it up into, you know, so many different, you know, there's the Schirus and Shema Pikadon and it's all Sefer Mishpatim, and Mishpatim includes more. Mishpatim overlaps between, you know, Bava Metzia and Bava Basra in some cases. So the, basically, you're right. I mean, the Rambam didn't, but that doesn't bother me as much. Let's assume he's starting with the template of the Mishnayos, and he's adjusting from there. But you're right. If he's already reorganizing, he also had the option of renaming. Okay. Getting back to Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim was trying to explain the Ravid in Perek Tes, that was Gzeila Halacha Aleph, who came up with a very interesting Chiddush, the Chiddush that Avadim Einam Nigzalim means that if his kinu, if they get old, then you can still say Reisha Cholofanecha. Because there are no kinyan exil. However, it seems, according to the Ravid, that if they die, that you can't say Hared Shepalafanecha. If the field is utterly destroyed, not just changed, you can say Hared Shepalafanecha. But Avodim Hukshil Karkos has a limit, and that is if the Eved, is dead, then you can no longer say Hared Shepalafanecha. As long as he's alive, he's breathing, right, Hareshu Chalafanecha, but not once he's no longer. Once it's Kilui Gamur, no longer. So what kind of compromise is that? Mimanu Shach, either Avadim Nigzalim or Einam Nigzalim, either Shinu is Kone or Shinu is not Kone. So that's the Kiddush of the Ravid. Ravid links that up with the fact that Yesh Yush Bavadim, as we discussed, and we said several Pshatim. I suggested something different, but okay. But basically, Reb Chaim's idea was, there are two dinim in every gzela. There's the gzela that relates to the ban. You steal the ban. And about that we say, Veheshivis gzela, Asher Gazal. And about that we say, there are rules. In Kain Shagazal, Yaxir, Blav, Damim Bay Shlume, that's our next topic. And that dictates whether or not you can say Reisha Kalafanecha or not. As far as that is concerned, the gzela, Sabbe'en, anything having to do with the Cheftza is not Nigzeles, the Karka, and by extension, Avadim Hukshil Karkos, it's not Nigzeles Bavadim either. And therefore, as long as we're dealing with a Be'en, you can always say Reisha Chalafanecha on an Eved. However, says Reb Chaim, we also know from the Rambam that if the object is destroyed and there's no longer Reisha V'Sal Asher Gazal, there still is something else called Tashlumin. Where did that come from? So, we know now from Karen Kane Shaganav and Rashi and Tosis Rid and all sorts of things, that there are various ways to explain that phenomenon. Right? Why it is that in addition to Hashava Saba'en, there is something called Tashlumin, and it's even considered separate, unlike Bali Tosis, who consider Tashlumin itself to be Hashava Saba'en. We know that there are various explanations, when it begins, why it begins, and so on and so forth. Reb Chaim's explanation, at least in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, is that is the mazik in every gezel. Every gezel is both specific gezel and also a generic mazik. Doesn't use the word generic, but I think that's what he means. And maybe one could have added, after all, it's on the list of Reb Chiya, and there's Meitav, and so on and so forth. And it's in Bava Kama, and for the Rambam, not only is it in Bava Kama, but it's in Bava Kama before Chovel HaMazik in the order of and scheme of things. So basically, the Maisa Gzela, on one level, is a Maisa Hezek. And that is the point. That's where you will pay Tashlumin. So as long as there's a Be'en of any sort in Avadim, and that relates to Kinyane Gzela, or the Gzela Sabe'en, the Dinim of Gzela, of Gzela, so then Avadim Enim L'Gzalin. But if you get away from the Dine Gzela of Gzela, and you talk about the Dine Mazik of Gzela, so Avadim are Nitan L'Hazek. Since Avadim are Nitan L'Hazek, so Avadim are Nitan to the Dine Hazek of Gzela too, because that flows from the Maisa Gzela. And that Karka is different because it's not even a Maisa Gzela. So if that's the case, as Reb Chaim, that's why if the Eved didn't just get old and didn't just, change in significant manner, but he is no longer a Be'en at all, in that case, there'll be Tashlumei HaEved. That's Reb Chaim. But it's all based on this idea, which is that the Maisa Gzela, in addition to being Gezel, is also an act of Mazik. We can still ask a different question. It is a generic Mazik, or it's a Mazik B'Toras Gzela. That will be important to figure out too. We'll get back to that in a second. I think two formulations remain, even if we accept Reb Chaim's analysis of the Raida. Now, Derech Agav, the Reb Chaim brings another Raya for this. Aaron? Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, an interesting Raya. Points out again another interesting overlap. Do you remember? It could be a bit of a week, but we only have to do it now, so... Anon?
The case for the Mishnah from Yadayim about whether or not Baal's Hayav.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So you have this Mishnah Yadayim. It's quoted by the Gemara Bava Kama of Dalet Amud Aleph. And it's also quoted in the Rambam of all places. Noam, where? In Hilchos Gzela Perek Aleph. It's actually not even quoted in this Kemamon. It's really quoted for some reason, Dafka in Hilchos Gzela. What's that halacha? What is the halacha that we're talking about? The Mishnah Yadayim?
The Adam doesn't have to pay for the Nezek of his Eved.
One might have thought, why would one think that one should? Yeah, because of his Chiyuv Shmira. After all, this Kemamon is essentially based on two components, the relationship of which is complex and subject to all sorts of arguments. What are the two components? What are the two components of regular Nizkei Mamon, which you know are in the classic case and whose relationship is subject to all sorts of debate?
The act of Nezek itself
and
the
Hefzik
Discause?
No, not necessarily. The Chiyuv Shmira. That's what the Mishnah says in Bava Kama. Ushmirasan Alecha, right? That's the big question. You know, is it more one or the other? Is one just the background or the condition for the other? Is it both? What is the relationship between the chiyuv shmira of the animal to begin with, and the act of hezek that it does? Because it does the hezek, not the person. Yet you're paying for what it does. Are you paying for your lack of shmira? Are you paying because of your connection to it for what it does? But either way, the fact that there's an element, a strong element of Shmiras on Alecha in this Kemamon is responsible for there being a Havamina, but not only your Shar, but also your child, or your Eved, or your Isha. Someone else is under your control, right? Different kinds of control, obviously. But somebody for whom you have responsibility maybe should be paying for their act of Nezek as well. So why don't you? No. Yeah, it sounds like in Ochanami, on one level you should. The problem is Shema Yakni Tenera would say they want to get back at the Adon, or the father, or the husband. You know, so every day they'll go out and do more Mazik, more Nezek, run them up a big Nezek bill. Okay, in the case of the Eved, maybe it'd be good impetus for him to cut his losses. Otherwise, it seems just more nefarious. But either way, That's the Mishnah in Yadayim. The Gemara quotes it above a Kavod Avdalid Amud Aleph, and the context is one of Mazik. Yet the Rambam, Hilchos Geneva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes, quotes this in the context not of Mazik, but of Geneva. Ha'eved Sheganav Patur Min HaKeifa, Lebalav Pturim, She'en Adam Chayv on Nizkei Avadav. He says explicitly, on Nizkei Avadav, Avapi She'en Mamono, Vipnei She'esh Bahen Das, Ve'en Yochal L'Shamran, She'im Yachisenu Rabo, Yelech V'yadlik Gedish, Be'elav Dinar, V'keyotzeb Zemishar Nizakin. So basically, Rav Chaim just makes the very fascinating ha'ara. How did the Rambam even know this halacha applies to Geneva? More to the point, it's really probably not so much that. Why does the Rambam need this? Probably the other direction is even a bigger issue. Why does the Rambam need this explanation for this halacha? One could have said, this came Mamon, in which Miras and Alecha is a big issue. So, if not for Shemiyach Nitenu, you might be Chai. But Gneva Gzela, normally you would think, it's the Maisa Gneva, the Maisa Gzela, whatever you did. But this is not something that you did. Why would there even be a Havamina? Moreover, and that's the fascinating part, though he does it himself explain that it's a Din Nezek, he finds it necessary to give this explanation also for Gzela, and he actually only quotes this Mishnah in Yadayim, Dafka Nuchas Gneva, maybe to show you the scope of it, the fact that it applies even here. That's what Reb Chaim suggests. But again, why should this explanation be needed to begin with? And why should it be the same halacha? What I would have thought, two different dinim. In the case of Gneva Gzela, because it's somebody else who does the Maisa. In the case of Nizkei Mamon, where we know there is a concept of Shemiras and Alecha, so here you need the reasoning of Shemayach Nitenu. So what we see is, says Reb Chaim, that there is an element of Gzela in every, there's an element of Mazik, rather, in every Maisa Gzela. That is the Chiddush. So then there's another Reb Chaim, and that is the Reb Chaim in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Chavah L'Mazik, Halacha Dalet, and hey, I did give you that too as well. I gave you that, right? Yeah, is on the list?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead, David. It's been a while.
Yes, I didn't realize that it was on the Mayim Kumbus. It wasn't the way. It was different.
Oh. Okay. So we can we blame? Who do we blame that on? Ephraim?
I didn't see it.
So, all right. I mean, you got to read the Gemara and Sama Chavad Beis, and now you got a little bit of criticism. So basically, what is the Rambam saying? Ochus Chavah L'Mazik. Zayin Dalet and Hey. Yeah, it is there. Okay. Well, we'll discuss it later. We'll take it to the court of final appeal. Michael, go ahead. You saw it? An interesting Rambam. What?
You didn't see it?
But it is an interesting Rambam. Okay, Josh? You're reading it from the computer. Did you see it before, though?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the... Before we just...
That in the case of when you do a vote of B'mechatas, it's
Rebbe Chaim B'chai Jinnah Shemayim. So, B'mei B'Shogeg, or only... That's you're reading Halacha Hey, right?
Yeah, I'm not...
Read Halacha Dalet first.
Oh, yeah, he differentiates in
Dalatin
Shogeg.
Shogeg Gemezi. Right. By Shogeg Girpator. And the Raivid disagrees. Raivid says, if Hezek Shen and Nikar blow Shema Hezek, then he should be Pater B'mezid as well. Then comes Halacha Hey, where the Ram says, but Echnisa, go ahead.
Hara, Merave, Kadesh, Tinek, Kutidot, Vizirdat,
or Siach Mechatos, either way, meaning he didn't do it directly. But he did something more through Grama. So then, what's halacha? He's pater midine adam chay bedine shemayim. Bein b'shogeg bein b'meis. So what's Reb Chaim's difficulty with all this?
Well, coming from the Gemara itself.
Number one, how you read the Gemara, because the Ravid seems to be a little bit wrong.
The Ravid seems to be going like pashas the Gemara. Oh. That you're pater in all cases.
And it doesn't matter whether it's
right, whether it's shogeg or meizid by meizid.
So what does Reb Chaim say about that?
So
Chaim came up with the Yisod.
But he had like a Yisod that within the Rambam that there's two things that you're doing. There's Torah Mazik and there's Torah Gneva.
Yeah. Why? Because it's Shol Shelo Midas. So the classic case where you're being oveid with an animal, and therefore you're destroying its effectiveness for paraduma, is a case where you are doing two things at the same time. Right? Number one, there's Shol Shelo Midas, which is gzela, and number two, there's a Maisa Hezek, because you're la la leha'ol, and you're working it, so you're destroying its value and its status. Correct? So he says, these are two dinim that are happening simultaneously. And the point is that when it comes to mazik, there you have the chiluk between mezid and shogeg. When it comes to gzela, that depends on whether you can say, arei shokol lefanecha v'heshev v'sagzela shogazal. There we don't care about mezid and shogeg. There we care about hezek sheninikar, shmei hezek, or lo shmei hezek. That's how he tries to explain the Rambam. And that's fine and good. Except then he says, but if that's the case, that's how you read the Gemara, there really are two things going on. So then you're going to have a problem with the next halacha, because the Rambam quotes the halacha of the next Gemara, right? Even though it's not a case of gzela at all. Because that's a case of, not a case where he's doing avoda, it's a case where he lets the animal into the thing. And mimela, it's through grama, and it wasn't his kavana either, so there's no gzela at all. There's no shol shelo midas. All there is grama benizakin. So if that's the case, how does the Rambam know that the halacha of the Gemara applies at all? Correct?
Right. So the Rambam has a different case where you actually did some sort of something on
Meisah? So he comes up with this idea. It's a little bit of a complicated piece, but Reb Chaim comes up with the idea that basically what he does next is he quotes an old and familiar Rambam. What's the old and familiar Rambam? Parak Aleph, because Gneva Halacha Yadal. Tavar Vashasya. Chaim says, in my opinion, if you read the Rambam of Tavar Vashasya, what is the Rambam of Tavar Vashasya again? What's the Chiddush of the Rambam of Tavar Vashasya? Alan? Aleph Yadalid? Aleph Yadalid isn't really about Tavar Vashasya, right? It's really about something else. It's what?
When you're going to the Kli. Then you're
Exactly. But I mean, what's it really talking about? The Shuma case, Karen Kane Shagana. When do you say Karen Kane Shagana? And Kefal Dal Bekeshas Amad Bedin. Right. So that's the Rambam's Mechalek between Tavar Vashasya and Itbar Mimela, not only regarding the Karen, but regarding the Kefal as well. Right. He says if it's Itbar Mimela, so the Kefal Dal Behei will be Keshas Agneva. But if it is Tavar Vashasya, it'll be Keshas Amad Bedin. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. And as we point out, there are different ways to explain it. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Chovel HaMazik, and also in the stencils, as opposed to what he says, I might add, in his piece in Hilchos, Perek Aleph Hilchos Geneva, Halacha Tezvav, there is a different pshat. But here, at least, he has the idea that Tavra Vashasya impacts on the Kefel as well. Chaim says, why should that be so? Why should Tavar Vashasya affect the Kefel? What does it have to do with the Kefel? It's Mazik. So what's the answer?
That since there's no Be'ein, you...
Well, he doesn't say there's no Be'ein.
No, sorry, once you break it, there's no longer a Be'ein, and therefore you have to...
He might have said something like that, but he doesn't say that there. He doesn't say that in Hilchos Chovel HaMazik. I don't think so. He just comes up with a broader yesod than that. Right, in light of Tess Aleph, one might have said that. One might have said that this is limited to that case. But actually, there's a good reason why he wouldn't say it. That's not what he says. What does he say? Tzvi? Michael?
Any act of theft, any act of nezek can be integrated into nezikin within the proper context.
Say that again. That makes sense.
That
you started like you were going well, but you missed. You probably messed up one word. Say it one more time.
So, an act of mazik can be integrated into theft in the proper context of theft. Oh yeah, I did. Okay.
Right.
So he says. either by means of complete integration, where I think he's saying to the Maisa is Nezek is transformed into a Maisa theft,
uh-huh.
or where he thinks that the he thinks that you can basically say that the original act was an act on with the intention of Almanas to do
excellent.
Nezek.
Very good. So he has all sorts of levels here, and the truth is that one could have drawn the line, and so that's why it's very important to read and to read it carefully, which you did, 100%. Vim kein afanu nilmod mizeh, from Tavra v'shasi of Aleph Yudalin, the kol she'osa kinyan shel gezela, kagon meshicha o hagba, af shela osa zos l'shem gezela, velo l'shum tashmish, v'ra kedei l'haziko, mikol makom nasa bazeh gazon. Now the truth is that that's not what we see exactly. What we see from Tavra v'shasi is something else. That is that a mazik, in the context of gzela, is no longer a mazik alone, but is viewed as a continuation of the gzela. Now, one could have explained that for various different reasons. One could have said that there's both mazik and gzela, and never the twain shall meet. But there's also, actually, gneva in the Rambam. But Reb Chaim doesn't say that. What he tries to get from here is kol chefetz ganuv o gazul, kol nezek she'osa biyadayim, din gneva u gezela bay. That's how he's reading the Rambam. Now again, one could have said, maybe there's both. There's mazik and there's gezela, and the reason for the gneva or the gezela is as a continuation in its own right. Okay. Now, he sees this as a bigger rule. A rule which asserts that in the framework of gneva, mazik loses its identity as mazik, or at least always also attains the status of gezel. Then comes the next step, what I just read. Imkein afanu nilmod mizeh, which is a second leap. Kol she'asa kinyan shel gezela, meshicha agba, af shelo asa zos l'shem gezela, v'lo l'shem tashmish. If you do maisa kinyan with the intention of mazik, but not with the intention of gezela, but not even with the intention of tashmishim, that's totally different than Tavra V'Shasya. That's what he's proof from Tavra V'Shasya is that the lines between Gzela and Mazik are blurred. But he hasn't proved that if you have a questionable Gzela, that constitutes a Gzela. There you have a full-fledged Gzela, and the aftermath of the full-fledged Gzela, you have a Mazik, which we're treating as a continuation. As I said, I don't think you can prove that. You might be that there's mazik and there's gneva, gezela. There's gezela because of the hashava, or whatever. No, Reb Chaim sees it as this is gezela, that's mazik. It's really deficient as gezela and gneva in its own right. The reasoning for the mazik to be viewed as a gneva is only because of the framework of gneva. That's number one. Number two, if that's true, and that's another leap, then even if you were to have a kinyan, l'shem mazik, now that we've shown that mazik can be transformed into gneva based on the context, we're also now going to leap and assume that gzela can be created by a kinyan, l'shem mazik. Wow. It's pretty out there. I mean, these are pretty big steps. I think that there's a common denominator, which I'll explain in a minute. The kim de gam maisa nezek mitzarif li chashiv gzela. Since Tavra v'shasya works in that direction, im kein mitzarif ha nezek l'maisa meshicha v'agba li yasos gazan ay dezeh. So it could go backwards too. Just as gzela can redefine mazik, so mazik can redefine a kinyan l'shem mazik as gzela. V'yiso davar zeh nilmad mimenaseh. Because that's a pshat Menaseh. Gemara speaks about Menaseh, which seems like a kinyan, but it's a kinyan l'shem mazik. Not really stealing the ayin. Are you going to be mazik? So lo chashuv legazlin, velo, he doesn't want to steal it, legozlan, sorry. Velo lishtamish bo, mekomakam en revur b'ksug yasham, dechimi ag behe, kanya lizchai bonson, which is gzela. It's a good point. So you see from Menaseh that a kinyan, which is l'shem mazik, is a gzela, haynuchiv gzela. Makachet zeh shechashiv lahazikol osur b'hanah zeh gufa mor li chashiv gzeila b'kinyan agvah im maisa hezek she'asa. Then he pulls back a little bit. It's fascinating to read the levels, in other words, of his thinking. He says, v'nira afim neima dehasam begezel kli v'shavar lo avagazan al maisa shvira rak maziku dehava. Let's say you steal a kli and then you break it. Maybe the Maisa Shvira is only Mazik. Hainu Rak, the Maisa Shvira, Enach Shuva Gzela, Aval Hamil, the Kula Alma, the Hagbah, Shamanas Lahazik, Hashiva Maisa Gzela. He's wondering, let's say you do a Kinyan, L'shem Mazik. So maybe it could be Mechalek, this is what he's mistopic about. If you do a Kinyan, L'shem Hezek, is the Maisa Hezek a Maisa Gzela? Or the tziruf to the Maisa Hezek makes the original Kinyan into a Maisa Gzela. But it doesn't necessarily make the Mazik into a Maisa Gzela. It seems like he's considering the possibility of distinguishing between Tavar Vashasya, where you have a legitimate intrinsic Gzela, and then you do Mazik, as opposed to a Kinyan L'shem Mazik, where maybe the Kinyan part is Gzela, but maybe the Mazik star part. You can't transform the mazik part into gzela when the only thing that makes the kinyan part gzela is the mazik. That is mistopic. It's really a question. You can just see, where do you draw the line in these ideas, in this tishtush ha-tchumim, if you will, this blurred. I still have the words in my head. This blurred relationship between these two, what we would have thought, two distinct institutions. Ukdevenu mahacht menasech. El daha miunira, the kiva the kol din gzela, shabaloka chamanas lahazik, kumitaima, da rambam shevenu, mishum the kol nezek, shabigzela din gzela bay, imkein la shayach zos, elahecha din mazik bo. Now he says another point. Reb Chaim is like endlessly sophisticated. So he says, by the way, this big chiddush of mine, that gzela, almanas lahazik, equals gzela, which may extend to the act of hezek, but certainly extends to the kinyan. He says that will be true if it's gzela al manas lahazek. But if it's gzela al manas, not lahazek, al manas sheyia nezek mimela, that's not gzela. This chiddush that the kinyan l'shem mazek requires an active mazek, can't have a passive mazek. That's the other piece. Aval hechad nezek ba mimela ve'imo din mazik im kein mimela doleka din gazlan gam be'etzem alakicha. Why? Because this is essentially a gzela by means of mazik. It's kinyan l'shem mazik. So if it's deficient from a mazik point of view, then it doesn't get off the ground as a gzela either. Even though we consider the possibility that kinyan l'shem mazik will then have the kinyan as gezel and the mazik as mazik. But even for the kinyan to be gezel, it requires at least that there be the kavana of something that qualifies as mazik. If it falls short in hilchos mazik, then it won't qualify for kinyan as gzela either. That's Reb Chaim's chiddush. He says, if that's the case, well, sure. If that's the case, then the Rambam is perfect. Because what the Rambam is really telling us is, it depends on, that's how you explain the sugya too. It depends on whether Hezek Sheni Nigma Shema Hezek or Lo Shema Hezek. If Hezek Sheni Nigma Lo Shema Hezek, so it's really Gozel, Almanas, he makes a Kinyan, but Almanas, no Tashmishim, not the purpose of Gzela, Almanas Lahazek, then he Bichayim Mishum Gezel. But in that case, if it's Hezek Sheni Nigma Lo Shema Hezek, in other words, it doesn't qualify from an Hezek point of view, so then the Kinyan Amanas Lahazek, Amanas Shehe Hezek, isn't Gzela either. If it's not Gzela either, then it's nothing. So that's how he gets out of Shitas, that's how he gets out of the Rambam. But what ended up being is, number one, he interprets Tavar Vashas in this way, against what he says in Geneva Aleph Tesvav. Number two, there's a leap. Even if you explain Aleph Yud Dalet and Gneva as Tava V'Shasya, we could still say that there are two dinim, and that it's Gneva and Gezela, alongside of Mazik. Reb Chaim thinks not. He thinks that every mazik in the framework of Gneva Gzela is Gzela, or Gneva. Then he has one more leap. Kinyan, L'shem mazik, is also Gzela. Then the Safek, is the Kinyan part Gzela, or is even the mazik part Gzela? Then he added one more Kiddush, Kinyan, L'shem nezek, She'enu chayev b'taras mazik, lo shmo Gzela. What's the whole point of Rav Chaim, really? All the things put together. Then, of course, if you put it together with Perek Aleph, Hilchos Gzela, Perek Tes, Hilchos Gzela, Halacha Aleph, and his Kiddush there about Perek Aleph, Hilchos Gzela, Halacha Tes, again, it doesn't say Ayein Masha Kasavti. But if you put them all together, and then let's not forget also the Rav Chaim about Shtaros and the stencils. Where he was trying one of the explanations of of Tosas, which is Tosas thought that you maybe only need a miut as long as the chefe for Shtaros, as long as the Shtar is Ben. If the Shtar wasn't Ben, it would be a Dor Pashut, there'd be no chefe. But Machus and Tosas, or it isn't, maybe not a Machokas between Tosas in Shavuos and Tosas in Bava Kama, depending on whether Shavuos is talking about the same thing. So even then, Reb Chaim had the possibility of explaining why, what's the difference. So we explained because Kefel is based on the Mechayev of the Be'en, and I think that's very Mevusas. But one idea of Reb Chaim in the stencils was, the whole point of Tosas is to figure out the relationship between Gzela and Mazik, right? So as long as there's a Be'en, then we can relate to Gzela as being something, or Gneva rather, as something that is different than Mazik. And therefore it doesn't depend whether Doin did or the Garmi. The second there's no longer Be'en, and we're looking at Gzela or Gneva in terms of Mazik, then if ain't Doin did or the Garmi, you don't need a Miut. So put all these things together, what emerges? And the other things that we talked about. Basically, we've shown in both directions within Reb Chaim before that. We've shown in both directions in the Gemaras and some of the Rishonim. There is this overlap between Mazik and Gezel. There are elements of Gezel in Mazik. There are elements of Mazik in Gezel. So then coming back to what we started with, which was, how do we explain Tavra V'Shasya not being Mazik when being a Mazik would be the Chumra and Gnevo Gezel would be the Kula? For example, in Kamle B'Drabim Minei. So we said, if you hold the Kamle B'Drabim Minei leaves intact the Kinyanim, and you think that even junior Kinyanim preclude Mazik, that'll answer the question. But if you don't, if you reject one of those two points, so how would you explain it? So I think now the answer is simple. I haven't heard it said, but I think it's, in light of this whole discussion, I think it's a Dover Pashut. That is, not Dover Pashut, it's too strong. But I think it's reasonable, let's say. And that is, even if I know Kinyanim, the point is that if Mazik and Gzela were totally different Mechaivim, never the twain shall meet, nothing to do with each other at all, Hailechu Dekai, Hailechu Dekai. So you should always say, you should be Machmir, according to the Chumrah, both. You're not going to pay double, that's ridiculous. You're not going to pay twice for stealing and destroying the same Chayf. It's that they overlap. We understand that. But Havamina the Sifra notwithstanding, about Tashlumin and Dashav Saben. But that you should always take the chumrish of the Shneihem. Why not? But that's true if they're two different institutions. If they really are Hailechu Dekai v'Hailechu Dekai. So then you should take the straw, the worst of the two. He's a Mazik and he's a Gazlan. Let him pay the most severe penalty of the two. But if Gzela includes an element of Mazik and Mazik that of Gzela, so then it's no longer two things happening at the same time. Basically, you can't talk about Mazik outside the framework of Gzela because you're already talking about it inside. And if, just like Reb Chaim said a second ago, right? If it doesn't qualify as Mazik, it won't qualify as Gzela. And sometimes if it doesn't qualify as Gzela, then maybe it won't qualify as Mazik Shebi Gzela either. That's maybe a bigger Chiddush. So therefore, even as long as we say there's a Maisa Gzela, and a framework of Gzela, even if there's no Kinyani Gzela, maybe according to the Rama, we can explain there's no Tavra V'Shasya of Mazik either. Because had there been no Gzela, and we'd only be working with classical Mazik, that would be something else. But now we're dealing with Niske Mamon inside of Gnevo Gzela. And therefore, the Kamle V'Drava Mine Shebishas Ha Maisa Gnevo Gzela, that is ultimately what will be Well, Bikobe. Let me just spend a couple more minutes just speaking about two or three more issues about the relationship between Mazik and Gzela, just to finish that off. Again, we spoke about most of these things earlier. I just want to put them a little bit in a clearer context, just in light of what we've discussed. It's obvious from what we're saying that Gneva and Gzela, Lechud and Mazik Lechud in some aspects, and other times also there really is a blurring of the realms. Yeah, let's see first.
According to Rebbe's idea for the Ramah, wouldn't it be simpler? It wouldn't help anything. Wouldn't it be more reasonable to say that instead of saying that the Mazik would be Nimshach after the Gneva, it seems like it was in the framework of a previous Gneva, so we can take care of that. Wouldn't it be simpler to say that the second Gneva would be Nimshach after the Mazik?
If the
elements are both,
could one have said the opposite?
Right.
One could have. We're trying to explain Shitas. I admit, I'm trying to reconstruct backwards. We're working with Shitas Rashi and Tosis and the Rama and other Rishonim, all of whom say that if a Tava Rishasya type situation takes place after the Kamala Dramine is gone, nonetheless you won't pay. We're trying to explain, well, why not pay as a mazik if not as a ganav and a gazlan? Because the Ramah's explanation seems to be limited to the extension to Shlav Aleph, which is Batar's ganav and gazlan. If you want to explain for the Ramban, for the Ramban, either all of this is just wrong, meaning there's no kesher between Gneva and Gazela and Mazik at all. All the rayas that we brought, I think we brought rayas, and quite a bunch of them, but none of them are rayas she'en aleihem pircha, or she'en aleihem pircha. There are other ways to explain, the rabchia, there are other ways to explain all the dinim, so the Rishonim would think the whole thing is not true. Or, even if it is true, the question is, where do you draw the line? It's one thing to say that there's overlaps, it's quite another thing to say that the overlaps are responsible for a mutually exclusive, either your mazik here is going to be played out through Hilchos Gneva or not, or to say that the overlaps dictate the opposite, which is what you're saying. That might be a point in the Ramban, even if you were to accept this whole idea, but who says you don't go in the opposite direction with it? But for Rashi and for Tosas, who are explaining, who are clearly muting the mazik part in favor of the Gneva Gzela part, I think is what you have to say. Unless I'm not understanding your idea.
I didn't understand, even with all of that, the element of mazik that would be in Gneva Gzela, if you accept all those ideas,
right,
would still be element of the fact that you're being mazik someone else's property.
Right, but the point is that it's betoras and within the framework of the Gneva Ugzela of which is clouded by the Ptur. So, I only need to explain that this possibility can be so for it to be a good explanation of this. That it might not be so for sure. As I say, the Ramban disagrees. The Balamor disagrees in his own way. I mean, many Rishonim disagree. I mean, I don't think you could say the opposite and still explain Rashi and Tosas. Right. So my job right now is what I'm trying to accomplish with this is to explain. Rashi and Tosas are pretty prominent Rishonim. Rashi, Tosas, Ramah. Right. That's the other alternative. Absolutely. Yeah.
Sorry, the Ramban in Kuntres Din of the Garmi is Mashma that Maisa of Gneva
right.
Sari with Nezek Shabam Amila afterwards to make it called the Garmi instead of being the Brahma.
One more time. If you have a Gneva and then you have a Maisa Dumi Mela afterwards,
right, so
that can be called a Grumba. But a Grumba Mazik or
a
Grumba?
It's a Garmi.
It would be Garmi, but it will be Gneva.
Right,
that could be for a different point. That could be an issue in how you define Grumba and Garmi. It's not that so much there are, if I remember correctly, the line you're talking about, that isn't necessarily because of the special relationship between Gneva and Gzela. And on the one hand, and Mazik on the other, that could just be that the activity that transforms a grama into garmi can also be an extraneous one. I think that's what the Ramban there has in mind. In theory, it could have been connected to this problem too. But I think if I remember correctly, I think the Ramban is trying to show that if you have an end result grama, but one which is caused by a prior a more active involvement, that that itself makes it a Dagarbi. I think that's what the Ramban is saying. In which case, it's not a din in Geneva or Gezela in their relationship to Mazik. That's just the Kumbase and the more personal and direct involvement aspect that, that contributes to what otherwise would have been Grama. Yeah.
He also has a line where he says that it's inconceivable that there is Tashlumin for anything if there's no Isser. And he thinks that the reason that there is an Isser to be Mazik in the tour, he says, Pasha Gezel Hanehal.
He says?
Pasha Gezel Hanehal.
Again, what does that mean? Does that mean to be din Gzela, or...?
It sounds like...
Or it's worse.
Well, it sounds like he's saying that there's a focus on the Be'in and on Be'in and somebody's private property, and that that carries over to Gzela to Mazik.
Could be. And then you want to put those two things, those two points together. The other one is, I'll look at it again. The other one, I think, it really has to do more with the Grammar of Garbi. This line, I'll look at it again. What? In the end of the Kuntishnita Gavi. Okay. Yeah.
Why does the Rambam, I'm guessing the Rambam that feels in the end that it's Eino Nikar, and therefore...
Has Shena Nikar. You mean talking about Hilchos Chovel?
Yeah.
Has Shena Nikar Loshma Hezek. The Rambam passes that way.
So then in the reason he holds a Chayv in Dalit is because, by Mazik, is because of Knas, then?
Bittor's Mazik. Right, not Bittor's Gezel, right. Bittor's Knas.
And
yeah, that's clear.
And Reb Chaim is saying that because... He says, once we can reread the Gemara as dealing with theft,
right,
then we can, then we no longer have to assume that it's Pater in the case of Mazik, which is where...
I mean, there are two, there are, the way Reb Chaim is reading the Gemara is that really there are two issues going on in the Gemara at the same time. And right, the Mazik Chiyuv part is relating to the Mazik part, not to the Zela part. But what the Gemara said, what the Gemara would seem to say, it just depends, Hezek Sheni Nikar, Shema Hezek, or Lo Shema Hezek, that's referring to the Beheshev Sag Zela, Shekazal Reish, Shekhalafanecha part of the Gemara. And there, it doesn't depend on Shogu Meza, that just depends on Ezek Sheni Nikar Shema Ezek.
Whereas the rabbi was reading from the Torah and the Gemara, that there isn't even a...
Even on Mazik. Even on, from the Mazik point of view, there's no tchilik between Meza and Shogu. Exactly.
And then the case, the reason we bring Halacha 5, I mean, Hey, is that it's...
Rule Hey. Halacha 5. Yeah, go ahead.
Is that, is because it shows this point that when it's Mamela, then it's no longer theft anymore?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just mention a few things very, very quickly, just to put it back in perspective. We spoke about shtaros, so we don't need to speak about the havamin and the maskan of Tosis and so on, the connection to the Be'en, and what that's about the relationship between Mazik and Gezel, etc. Just to revisit very, very quickly a couple of other issues. One is Akum. The Mishnah Lamed Zayin Amud Beis in Bava Kama, tomorrow, whether, not tomorrow, Thursday, we'll again start at 10:30 for those who came in a little late. And we'll try to make up some ground, and we'll try to figure out what the schedule will be going forward. Our next topic is Shinui. We'll start with that on Thursday. We'll try to go as quickly as we can. Did everybody get through all the marmakomos? 90%?
My name's
on
the people who
throw
on the cars.
Did they throw on the cars? No, if everybody got through at least 90 to 100. Okay, I'm assuming everybody will have gone through the... And we may add just a little bit, but we'll do. We'll try to do Shuni Kona as quickly as we can. Maybe we won't go into as much detail as we otherwise would, because it seems that we're really running out of time. But I would like at least before the break also to get in Yush, and we'll try Yush and Yush and Yush and Yush Bavedu Begzela and Yush and Shina Rishus. So if we can do that, you know, that'll be good. The Gemara after that is the Gemara about Dalet Behesh Shana Bechet and Nishtarish Bechet, which we really pretty much took care of in the context of Kefal Dalbek Shasamad Bedin. So if we can do the Yush and the Shinui Rishus and the Shinui parts, Shinui Hashem, Shinui Maiso, but it's, we'll have to figure out. If we can do that, that'll pretty much get us to Samech Ches on the base, which isn't so bad. You know, that's what we're going to be shooting for. Anyways. Very quickly. So on the relationship between Akum and on the relationship between Nezek and Gzela, just some things to look at in addition. Number one, I'll just this few more. The question of Akum is already discussed, but Bava Kama Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, you have the Mishnah, in which, and the Gemara explains, Lamed Chesam and Aleph, that Akum, you know, there's no Pchi of Mazik Akum, there's Hefter Mamona. Problem is that we know in Gzela, at least according to the Rambam, especially if it's not just Geneva but also Gzela, that Gezel Akum is Osir. So again, how does that fit in with the Geneva or Gzela being a Mazik? So, as we know, there is a group of Rishonim that anyways limits that Gemara to Rabbeinu Yonason to Zayin Amin, the Meiri to Amin She'enam Gedurim B'Darkei Hadas. According to them, it's possible that there is no discrepancy. According to the Rambam, there is a discrepancy between Nezek and Gzela, but we know that the Rambam has that famous formulation in Perek Ches, Halachei Hefuchos Nitzkei Mamon, where he says that in principle, whatever we say about Gezel, we should have said about... Well, he didn't say it that way. In principle, we should be consistent, and we shouldn't just be Matir, Mamonim, Shalakum, and Nezek. The only thing is, we don't have to be more Machmir in their Dinim than they are in their own Dinim. And when they're Mazik, each other, Nizke, Mamon, they're not Mechayiv, so we're not going to be Mechayiv either. Aye, how come we're Mechayiv then when they're Mazik us? That's because they do it all the time. And if we're not Mechayiv them, then, you know, Chasa Torah Mamon and Shel Yisrael. But basically, the Rambam has justification for the dual standard, number one. We can like it or not like it, but that's the Rambam Shita in Perek Ches Halacha Hey. But what's particularly fascinating is that it works very well with the inconsistency. In other words, it ends up not being conceptually inconsistent at all. The Rambam needs to justify because the Rambam really holds that when it comes to Gezel, that Gezel Akum is really awesome, as we've discussed. Even if one were to say that Gezel Akum is only Drabanan, it wouldn't be inconsistent that he needs the justification logic. You might say, well, if on the contrary, if Gezel Akum is only Drabanan, so then you don't need a justification for Nizke Mamon. Number one, that could be on a Drabanan level as well. And number two, getting back to what we already discussed, Reb Chaim, etc., it could very well be that either way there are no kinyanim. As we discussed, okay, Yireim, etc. Okay. The Rishonim for whom there really is a discrepancy is the Bali Tosis. That's Tosis in Bava Kama and Lamed Chesem and Aleph, and Tosis in Paris is even sharper. For them, Nizkei Mamon is Patur. And Gezel Akum seems to be, at least that Tosis seems to be Usur. On the contrary, Tosis there seems to be making the point that if Gezel Akum was not Usur, we wouldn't need a Limud to exclude Gezel Akum, to exclude Akum in this Nizkei Mamon. So, the question is, how do you explain the discrepancy? So again, could be what we said in the name of Reb Chaim, which is that there's a heter, but there's no bailus. And Reb Chaim says that it's even sharper, and that is that, and Lu Yitzuyar, that the fellow would be nizgayer, or he would sell his rights to a non-Jew, or he would sell his rights to a Jew. There would even be gevia. Right, so that's why you need a limud. In the case of Nizkei Mamon, because even if you're to say Gezel Akum, I think that was Josh. Even if you say Gezel Akum is even if you say Gezel Akum is only Drabanan, or even if you say Gezel Akum has elements of Heter, it has elements of Iser as well. Mash Ein Kein Nizkei Mamon. So essentially, for Tosis from Tosra Ben Peretz, there emerges a real discrepancy between Gzela on the one hand and Nezikin on the other, not so much for the Rambam, Rabbeinu Yonason, and the Meiri. Okay. Shtar, as I said, we've discussed already. Hekdesh also is a big issue, which we touched on. Let me just mention it very quickly. The same Mishnah on Lamed Ches tells us that because of Re'ehu, that there's no Chiv to Hekdesh, and Hekdesh is not Chayv. In that case, it goes in both directions. Question is, what about Gzela? So it's interesting that we need a separate limud. Let's just add the methodological point. In analyzing the relationship between Gzela and Mazik, so we should look for a substantive chilukim on the one hand. That's the most obvious where there'll be a problem. But there could be a problem even when the halakhas are the same, and that's if you need independent limudim. If I've already been taught that you're either chayv or pata for Nezek, why do I also need to be taught that you're chayav patur for gzela? And that's the problem of hekdesh. It seems like there's a reyehu which is memayit hekdesh in Nizkei Mamon, and then there's another reyehu which is memayit hekdesh from kefel. That's course, the sugya on Samach Beis on Beis, the very beginning of Meruba. So why should that be so? So in general, there's a machlokas or rishonim in the sugya in Tosfos Bava Kama Daf Vamed Beis and the Meiri there, another rishonim, whether the p'tur is only limited to negicha, which might be shitas arayvid, nogeach, keren, or it applies to all niskei mamon. Even if it applies to all niskei mamon, does it also apply to adam amazik? There's a whole discussion about that. At the same time, there is there's a discussion when it comes to Geneva and Gezela. What is the exclusion of Hekdesh? So the Rambam Geneva, as we know, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, associates the Ptur Kefel of Hekdesh with that of Akum. By extension, that would seem to imply that there is a Chiyuv Keren, it's just a Ptur Kefel, because we know that to be the Halacha when it comes to Akum. And you say it's again, unless you say it's a Dindra Rabbanan. But assuming that the equation is correct, so it's a funny kind of situation. Again, you have a Ptur Nizke Mamon and a Chiyuv Keren, but not Kefel, when it comes to Geneva. Again, maybe because one is unique to Geneva and the other is the Mazik of... Well, I'll leave that for now. Okay. If it's only Ptur Kefel, then you have a bit of a discrepancy. And it's not only that halacha, but this is implied also in another Rambam. The Rambam of Geneva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel, quotes that the halacha of Nimkar B'Genevaso doesn't apply to Akum V'Hekdesh, implying that there is a Chiyuv Keren, just a question of Tashlumin. You can't get Tashlumin by means of Avdus. So again, the implication is that there is a Chiyuv Keren, even though it would appear that when it comes to Niskei Mamon, there is no Chiyuv. Again, possibly because in addition to Mazik, there's also the Maisa Geneva, Maisa Gezela, some of the issues that we saw at the time. Then, of course, the contrast is even sharper when you consider the other alternative, and that is the Mishnah Melech's Phantom Tosis. Maybe it's really a part of it, at least, maybe Tosis Talmud or Benu Tam. But Mishnah Melech on Beis Aleph, which you discussed at the time, says that the reason that Gezel Hekdesh is permissible is because the Ptur Mazik, I'm sorry, the reason that Hezek of Hekdesh is permissible is because of the Re'ehu of Gezel. When Mishnah Melech puts this in the words of Tosis, after all, Gezel is on the list of Rav Chiya. It's one of the Chav Dal and Nezikin, again, together with Meitav and the issue of Subin. The citation of Rav Chiya is important. Again, we don't have that in our Tosis, but that's a Tosis that the Mishnah Melech quotes. According to that, it's the same halacha. You just have real difficulty then explaining, so why is there a Chiyuv Keren? Unless you want to say that the Chiyuv Keren, in this case, isn't the Chiyuv Tashlumin as much as it is, if there's a Be'en, that he's not Bailam on the Be'en, there's no Kinyanim, and therefore he has to return the Be'en. But that would be a huge nafkamina. What about a situation where there is no Be'en? So either way, the contrast is important. Finally, just to mention a couple of others, just very, very quickly, Shavah Kesef, I mentioned, according to Rashi in particular, the Rishonim challenge it, but the question is, what is the scope of Rashi's halacha of Ein Shamin Lagana for Lagazla? As we said, according to Bali Tosis, it seems to be related to a whole different issue. Namely, what part of the chayfetz, if you steal the chayfetz and part of it is still intact, which part of the chayfetz was nignav, which part of the chayfetz was nizok, and as far as that is concerned, it's logical to be mechalek between them. That's how the Bali Tosis interpreted it. Whether it's based on Shinin Kona, we'll get back to that, or it's based on Kinyanik Zela to begin with, or those themselves are one and the same. But according to Rashi, that it has to do with the Kiyum HaTashlumin, not using the nevela as a method of payment. So that's where you get to the whole issue of Shavah Kesef and Subin and so on. So there are Rishonim who say for Rashi. So again, the question, the outrage against Rashi is partially based on Rav Chiya and the list of Nezikin and so on. So there are Rishonim who say that in Ochanam, if you wanted to use the nevela B'Torah's Tashlumin, he would be able to do that. What Rashi is excluding is that if he doesn't announce, Hinani, you know, Buchana Mizuman, you know, Lishalim, and here's the Nevela, but he just says, listen, this is what I owe you. The Nevela is yours. This is what I owe you. That's not Betorah Tashlumin, but Betorah Tzimtzum Chiyuv HaTashlumin. That's what Rashi is rejecting. If that's the case, then there's no big deal. It's also possible that what Rashi is really excluding is the Nevela, because it's the Chefza of the Nezek itself. So that's not the regular Subin. But Lu Yitzuyu, we're talking about, you know, not the Nezek, not the Nevela, you know, that's the victim here. But I'll say, another nice Nevela on my own that I wanted to drag out and use in Ochanami, Ein Shama Leganav Alagazun would not preclude that. Other possibility, of course, is that that's the din of Ein, according to the Yerushalmi, it's based on Psukim, and that's the Kiddush. The Kiddush is that even though normally Subin and Shava Kesef work for Mazik, they don't work for Gnevo Gezela. Because the list of Rabchia is not particularly significant, it's so diluted that it's not really Mazik, or because it's an exception within Mazik, that's hard to say. There's an interesting Sugin Bamatzia, not to go into right now, but it's something to look at. Sugin Bamatzia, Rav Tzadi Tesselman Beis, talks about Chavitza de Tamri. Let's say you have like a bunch of, you know, you can have a group of things that are stolen or that are destroyed. And if you were to evaluate each one as an individual, it would come out as a higher price, let's say, than the totality, than the group, than the collective unit. How do you assess value? By the group or by each individual? That's an interesting question in general. That's a Sugyan Bambitsiya. Okay. It could be that the question in general is, you know, you have two alternatives. Do you take the higher or the lower? It could be the question is whether the Maisa is Mechayev or the Hefset is Mechayev. Maybe you look at a Maisa HaMechayev differently than Hefset. Maybe Hefset is, you know, each individual or the highest amount. Whereas the Maisa, if it happened Bivasachas to collective unit, you look at the Maisas relating in an integrated way to the whole thing. The Gemara discusses Gzela initially, but the Gemara seems to associate this with Mazik. The Rambam, Inuchas Gzela, Perigimel, Halacha Gimel, quotes this halacha, Inuchas Gzela, but he quotes this one halacha, Bein Lamazik, Bein Ligzela. So there's just an interesting letter in the end of the Chidush HaGriz, Al Rambam, on page 160, it's too late, so I'm not going to read it, but where he discusses this question, and he says, in his opinion, he would have thought that these are two completely different dinim. I think for the Rush, he wants to say there really are two different deities. He doesn't explain it so in so much detail, but I think the thrust of it is that in Gzela, the Mechayev is the Maisa Gneva or the Maisa Gzela, and therefore you look at the collective, the whole unit, as one. In Nezek, it's not the Maisa, it's the consequence, the result of the Hefset. And the Hefset is defined by each and every individual one. That's this idea of Shamin Lebeis Sa'ah, is something that is limited to Nezakin. It's not an issue that applies to Gzela. Rav Velvel tries to work this into the Gemara itself, that maybe there are two different reasons why we operate with the collective, separate one for Gneva and a separate one for Gzela. So that's something to look at as well. Okay, I guess a few other things that we're going to stop here. So we'll continue with on Thursday at 10:30. And we're going to start the sugya of Shini Kone. Make sure you've gone through as much as you can. I won't give you anything more now. By then, I'll have hopefully a better idea how to proceed. We're in deep crisis of time, so we'll see what we can do. But better prepared you are, the more quickly we can move. Finish up a double shot.
Have any ramifications as far as Nezek by Goy and the Petor? As far as the Rambam's Petor?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want to go to the top left?